from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is Friday. Yay! You made it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are excited that it is Friday. Halloween is tomorrow. Finally falls on a Saturday.
I know.
Where we can celebrate, kind of, with COVID, but we can celebrate without having to get up the next morning, so that's always a good thing.
That is, like, I think what I'm most looking forward to this weekend is sleeping in.
Right. Because
I don't have anything that I have to do Saturday or Sunday morning.
That's rare for you.
I'm going to sleep until like 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's going to be awesome.
Lana is a person
that 5:30 or 6 in the morning sleep in?
That's 3 hours later than what I do.
Oh my gosh,
but the problem is it's Louie, my dog. My dog's got a 4, you know, my dog gets up at 3:15 with me. So I don't have a choice anymore.
So if
he can sleep in till 6, that's going to be an awesome day.
Well, what's funny is you can go back to bed because we look at Louie on your like cam and his feet are straight up in the air laying on the back. So I'm pretty sure he'll be okay with going back to sleep if he wants to.
No, he's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Kev, what are the kids going to be? What did they decide on Halloween costumes?
All right, so Jake is going to be Harry Potter.
Got it.
And then my daughter is going to be Pippi Longstockings.
Oh, that's cool.
No way. I love that.
Yeah, they went to a thrift store the other day and found some clothes.
Overall.
Yeah. Up and
I love that.
They're gonna
do the braids and then put the wires in them so it's sticking out.
Yeah, like the pipe cleaners?
Yeah, pipe cleaners.
So it kind of keeps their hair, but yeah, so she's gonna be
Pippi Longstocking's been around for a while. I mean, how did she get exposed to it?
Yeah.
My wife loves the movie,
okay,
and they have watched it a couple of times, so that's why, and they like the movie.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that now that I think about it, is my sister sent a picture of my niece to me about what she's going to be. And she's going to be, what's the girl from Scooby-Doo? Orange hair? The main girl.
Daphne? Velma? Velma?
Which one?
One of those.
One of them. The one with the long orange hair.
The long orange hair.
I think that's Velma.
I think it is Velma. No, Velma's the one with the short hair and glasses.
It's Daphne. Everybody in their car right now is screaming at the radio.
We're wrong.
But yeah, super excited to see them have it because that's kind of some normalcy in their lives. She's going to be Daphne.
Yeah.
Here's the picture right here.
Yeah, that's Daphne. Oh, that's cute.
Cool.
Which I thought was interesting because I didn't know Scooby-Doo was still a thing.
Well,
reruns, but.
Right. They had that movie called Scoop that came out during the pandemic.
And
it came out on digital only.
Right.
So, Scoop!
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we have a great way to kick off your week. We got Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood on the show today. They've got a new song out that they did. We're going to talk to them about that. Cool thing is we're going to talk to them about it on Zoom.
Yep.
So you'll hear the audio, and then you'll be able to watch the video a little bit later, and you get to see them live from Studio G, gushing all over each other, that type of thing, because they always do, and it's really, really cool. They're nice, nice people. So we will talk to them coming up at 8:10, play their song, and have a little fun with them as well. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, talking about the ultimate country pump-up songs. Now, this is not country, but get you pumped up.
It's AC/DC.
Thank you, Lana, for telling me it's AC/DC.
Well, it's Friday, and I think everybody's kind of tired, so let's do a pump-up song. Let's play that song that just kind of gets you going. Every time you hear it, you turn it up, and you sing along, and after you hear the song, you just feel better.
Yes.
So I want to know what your song is. Your pump-up song.
All right, I will start with this song because I remember going to like line dancing clubs, and when they played this, the whole place went nuts.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know how to line dance?
I do.
Really?
But you know what's crazy about? Well, we're gonna go on a tangent.
Let's put this one down, Kevin. Okay. We need to revisit that after this.
I know the Hicktown dance. I could do it for you, but I'm not going to do it on the radio because that would be horrible radio.
Facebook Live.
We'll probably do it later, yeah.
Can we do it right now?
Here's the deal. Hold on. Here's the deal. So, Hicktown, there's a dance that goes with it. Now, what's crazy about it, it's on the West Coast, it's different than it is on the East Coast. Then it's different, and then it's different in Texas. So, there's like different variations to it. So,
I can get going right now with Facebook Live. Are you ready?
No, yeah. By the way, no, you can't because you're horrible with technology.
Wow.
Yeah. So, do we not hear every day? I can't open it. How does this work? What's going on my Facebook? All right, let's get back to the topic at hand. Hicktown, Jason Aldean is my ultimate pop-up song when it comes to country. Listen to that. Yeah. Just imagine you come up to the plate for the raise. Now batting, J.R. Jouse. He'll probably strike out.
Come on.
Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his Broncos.
truck pole. I mean, everything's in there that you need.
That's why
I love that song. Gets me pumped up every single time. All right, what do you got, Lana? What is your ultimate?
My ultimate pick-me-up song, get me going no matter what kind of mood I am, it's got to be Colt Ford. Crank it up. I mean, the girl is dancing on the back of a tailgate. She's hotter than a cherry on a Marlboro Red. I mean, you can't beat that.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So play me a little bit of Colt Ford's Crank It Up. I mean, this thing rocks.
Lana Phillips.
Country girl, shake them hips.
Look at that ball. It is gone.
Yeah. It's a straight up redneck rager doing body shots of Jaeger. Let her rip. We on that moonshine and we sipping on Bacardi. We showing Vegas I was country for.
Oh, my.
Hang on, this is the best part.
As a mother.
So crank it up! All right, Lana's like freaking out, getting ready to dance right now.
I like someone to dance.
That is a fun song right there. Well, so here we go. I want to know what yours is, Kevin.
Mine is Florida Georgia Line with Luke Bryan, and it's This Is How We Roll.
Oh, that's a good song. I like that song.
Is that a pump-up song, you think?
100% for me. I love the song. It's rocking. I always sing the second verse to it. It's like it's kind of like a rappy version of it.
Let's get to that point. Well, this is it, real quick. Second verse.
Yeah, it's after the chorus.
Party's at. This is how we roll.
All right, you said you sing it, so here we go.
I'll get to it.
How we roll, we rolling into town. Nothing else to do, we take another lap around. Yeah, holla at your boy if you need a ride. If you roll with me, yeah, you know we rolling high up on them 30-sided needles. Nintendo.
See, you got me messed up, Lon.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
that's awesome.
Kevin, you win. That was fantastic.
This is how we roll.
I love that. All right, coming up, that should get you pumped up for the weekend right there. Right? That's our pump-up songs. If we were playing for the Rays and they had to call us out to bat, which they never will, but hey, if we had to, it's good to dream. All right, coming up next, a woman reunites with her family after an incredible amount of time. I'll tell you about it next.
Ah! I feel good.
Well, it's a feel-good story, and I think they can make a movie out of this. It's 995 QIK.
Crazy story.
A woman reunites with family 44 years after being lost. Let me tell you about this. Back in 1976, when Denise McCarthy was 3 years old, she and her twin sister, Sang-hee, got lost while visiting a market in Seoul, South Korea. Now, Sang-hee was found 3 days later, but Denise was taken to an orphanage and then later adopted by American parents who raised her in Vermont. Ugh. Now, Denise is now 46 years old, and for the first time in her life, she met her biological family. Thanks to a Korean DNA program that matches U.S. adoptees with their families.
Wow.
Okay. Now, while Denise was growing up, she always thought she was abandoned. But when she reconnected with her biological family and learned she had a twin sister, she was thrilled to learn the truth. It was just an accident, and her birth family had been looking for her constantly. Little did they know, they're across the world. Denise was able to meet her mom, sister, and older brother and explained that having this missing piece is just incredibly overwhelming and happy, and it makes me feel whole.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
44 years? Wow. Not only that, think about the culture difference.
I mean, kidding.
So names alone, right? So Denise being an American
her
name.
Her name's Denise and her twin sister's name was
Sang-hee.
Sang-hee.
Hopefully I'm saying that right. But anyway, that's insane. You have these two completely different, there might be a language barrier between you and your sister at this point.
Right.
But pretty wild.
What a great story. I mean, that they actually could, they can go back now and they can find somebody 44 years ago that got separated at a market.
I mean, that's scary as a parent, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's the worst nightmare ever.
Do me some quick math here. 76 and then 44 years later. Who got me on this one? Anybody? 76.
Minus so, 44?
44 years later, yeah.
32.
So she's 32. She's 32 years old. Oh, no, she's not. So why was I doing that?
She's 46 years old. It says it in the story, Jay.
Oh, there it is right there. 46 years old. I was trying to figure out something else. Oh, I know why. 46 minus 40. So she was 2 years old. That's what I was trying to figure out. There
46.
You go. Really good at math.
Says she was 3 years old in the story
Did I really read that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're reading, but I says guys, Denise was three, and she's now 46.
Guys, I just want to let you know that this is a very inspiring story.
Yes.
And it's reminded me why I got into radio. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Beep, beep. Well, it's a call line, fun fact, fun fact.
Woo! A little something to chew on today. Brag to your friends that you know this. And by the way, you're like, oh, I'll never talk about that. I'll never use that. It always comes up at some point like, hey, did you know?
Uh-huh.
Now come up with a conversation. All right, so you either love candy corn or you hate candy corn. I don't know really anybody that's in the middle on this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, people love it or they're like, ugh.
I like it.
Okay, so you'd be one of the people that like it.
I wouldn't say love, but I like it.
Well, candy corn was originally called chicken feed. That was the original name for candy corn, chicken feed.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Glad they changed it.
Yeah, well.
Little kids want some chicken feed?
Yeah. Oh, grandma's got that big dish of chicken feed out there. Let's go check that out. All right, you can brag to your friends tonight or hand out chicken feed tomorrow night, whatever you want to do. But make sure it's the candy corn, not real chicken feed, you know? It is First Responder Friday. Going to honor a first responder in our community. Coming up next after Kenny Chesney, I Go Back on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK and Tampa Bay's morning crew want to thank those working the front lines here in our community. It's First Responder Friday on 99.5 QIK.
All right, Kathleen Kobler on the phone this morning. She wants to recognize her daughter-in-law, Sabrina. Isn't that right?
Yes.
All right, tell us about Sabrina. What does she do? Where does she work? Let's hear it.
Okay, Sabrina, she's been a paramedic for 17 years.
Wow.
She's been a Pasco County firefighter for 12 years. Recently, she passed her captain's test, and she'll be promoted very, very soon. We're hoping, like, within a couple of weeks.
Yay!
Yes, her husband is also a captain, our son. Is also a captain, and their son just finished his firefighter course.
This is going to be the safest Thanksgiving dinner ever this year.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Now, yes. I was going to say, excuse my ignorance on this, but is a female captain, and that's pretty rare, correct, in the fire department?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're extremely proud of her, but I knew all along she could do it. She has just got the strongest determination, enthusiasm, dedication for anything she puts her mind to. She is going to do it. And honestly, she can probably do a lot of it better than most men can.
Hey. Wow.
She is really, she's something to be very, very proud of, and our family is very proud of her.
As you should be. Listen, we thank you so much for your time. We give our love to them, and we wish nothing but safety, and they hope they stay healthy through all this, and we appreciate you.
Okay, well, I thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right, you can nominate someone for First Responder Friday as well right now at 995QIK.com.
The number you have reached.
It's time now for the second date update on 99.5 QIK.
Let's do it. Ashley on the phone this morning. She reached out to us via email, qyksecondDateUpdate@gmail.com, and she wants our help with a date she went on. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. We'll find out how I am in a few minutes.
I like that.
Well, tell us about your date. It looks like his name was Garrett, right?
Yeah. We met on Bumble. Okay. Like, everything was, you know, normal, and he was cool. We went to Capitol Grill, which was great.
Yep.
He was a really nice guy, you know, like, picked me up, good guy. He hasn't called me back, and I don't know, like, no one's ever done that. Like, I've never not gotten a call back. I don't know. Like, he's great. Like, he's an entrepreneur, so I just like that. Like, he's self-driven, self-motivated. Like, I love that. Cool. And I don't know. I just thought we got along really well and had a really good time. So I just don't understand why he didn't call me back. Like, it just seemed like he would have. So I don't know what happened.
Well, tell us about the date, though. Like, you know, when you guys got there, was everything cool? Was there any awkward pauses, awkward conversations?
No, we just had dinner and had a good conversation. Like, conversation didn't, you know, go into anything controversial.
Right.
You know, it's not like we talked about politics or religion, you know, like all the things you're not supposed to talk about on the first date we didn't do. So I don't know what it could be.
You know, I like this question that Lana asked people, and it's, did you feel like they were into you? You should know that. You get that feeling.
You got to know.
Yeah. Did you feel like he was really into you?
Yeah, I mean, we were flirting, and yeah, we had good banter on Bumble, and then that was definitely happening in real life. So this is weird to me. I just have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I listen to you guys. Like, you find out what happened, and so I thought, all right, well, let's see what the deal is here.
All right, well, let's do this. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Garrett for you, and you're cool hearing whatever he has to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of want to know. Like, this doesn't happen to me, really. So I want to know what's going on.
Hey. All right, well, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll call him, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Well, Ashley sounds super bubbly. It's 99.5 QYK or 715 second date update right now. Your first impressions, Lana?
She said that when she goes out on dates, things like this don't happen to her where guys don't call her back.
Right. How did you interpret that?
Maybe she's a little full of herself. I don't know. I mean, I hate to, you know, put that out there, but...
And you did.
And that happened.
All right, we're going to try to call Garrett right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Garrett?
Who's this?
Hey, Garrett. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin.
I've heard of that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. We want to see, actually, if we could talk to you for a second on the air. We actually do something called a 715 second date update, and we talk to people about dates they went on. And there's a particular date that you recently went on with a girl, and we wanted to ask you a couple questions.
All right,
cool. We wanted to ask you about Ashley. I'll tell you what we heard. You guys met on Bumble. You guys went to the Capitol Grill. She thought you guys had a great time. She said that she's really bummed you're not getting back to her, and she's a little confused on why you're not getting back to her now, because I guess she's tried to reach out since the date to maybe set up a second date and has heard nothing. So what's the deal?
Ashley, I just want to tell you guys straight up, like, she is one of the most entitled brats I've ever met in my life.
Oh, man.
No joke.
Can you give us a reason why you felt that way?
So, you know, I pick her up and everything, and, you know, we get to the restaurant, and then I get out of the car, and then she just sort of stayed in the car and just, you know, sat there with her arms folded, and then she was like, hey, can you open the door? I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And so, you know, I went around and I opened her door for her, and she got out. And, you know, we get inside the restaurant and we get to the table, and, you know, I'm about to sit down, and then she's just sort of standing there staring at her chair.
Oh,
and she's like, are you going to pull the chair out for me? I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, look, I'm not, of course, chivalry, you know, I'm okay with this, but you know, it was just sort of weird that she was just expecting it and just sort of like being sort of, I don't know, just expect to be about it. I don't know how else to put it.
She's old school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was just, like, a weird attitude to have about it. And then, you know, we sat down, like, and then she ordered for both of us. That was weird. She didn't even ask if I, you know.
She's in full control.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I mean, obviously, since we're on, like, the chivalry thing, I took paid. Dropped her off. And then, you know, it was just so weird because she just expected everything. And it was not, and the part that pissed me off the most, though, is there wasn't a single thank you.
Like, oh,
not a one. You know, I mean, the whole time I was sitting there, I was like, what is this? Like, it's like a weird sort of time loop that I'm in. This is insane.
Yeah. So you feel like she just kind of was in full control and wanted it her way or the highway and then was not really grateful for it.
Yeah.
So she didn't thank you for the, I mean, Capital Grill, that's a nice restaurant. She didn't thank you for taking her to dinner?
No.
What about when you dropped her off? She didn't go, hey, thanks for the date, and got out of the car?
No, I had to say it. And, you know, she didn't say anything.
Man.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We actually have Ashley with us on the phone as well. I want to bring her back in, Garrett. Ashley?
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that sound like an accurate depiction of the date?
No, I mean, wow, somebody needs reinforcement every time they do anything. I'm entitled? Well, you're needy.
Whoa.
Am I supposed to say thank you for every, I don't know. Like, I dressed up. I did my part. What, are you a little kid? Like, you need a thank you to feel better about yourself?
Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see this?
We hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing. Just open the door. I don't understand why that was a big deal. Like, I didn't even think about it. I mean,
if that's, you wanted to just say thank you. I mean, there wasn't a single thank you, like, for anything that I did to you, like, for you. Like, it was just
thank you for saying that thing. Thank you for, why'd you say thank you for everything? Why do I have to say thank you to open it? You open a door. Like, that's just your job.
Ashley, let me jump in here real quick. I want to ask you, I mean, let's say you didn't say thank you every time something happened. What about just like, I don't think, and by the way, I don't think Garrett's problem is actually doing these acts. It's like, not that, that's not the point, but not getting a thank you, and maybe he's getting the feeling that you're expecting it. Can you kind of see where he's coming from? I mean, even at the end of the date, when you get dropped off, and you don't say, all right, thanks for the date, like, does that
make sense? These are just things you do. We're on a date, so open a door. I don't understand why this is, like, something special that I'm supposed to be so incredibly grateful for. Like, you just do it. I don't understand. I think you're just a little kid and you need to be patted on the back for everything.
Man.
Oh, I'm not feeling a match here,
no,
JR.
No, you really are. You're not getting that vibe. Yeah. I feel like they're really thankful to be in each other's lives. I feel like there's not a lot of change here. I mean, I will ask the question. Do you think you could possibly start saying thank you if you went out on another date, Ashley?
The fact that this is a big deal is weird. Like, I don't want to, like, somebody keeping score all the time when we're going out. That's weird to me.
All right. Well, at least we got you some answers on why he's not getting back to you. Garrett, I appreciate you coming on the phone with us and telling us your side of things. And I'm sorry we couldn't make another date happen for you. And I hope you guys have some luck in the future, okay?
Don't guys, aren't guys supposed to hold doors? What's the deal? Like, why is that something that's antiquated? Don't they?
Again, I think we're missing the point a little bit, but that's okay.
Whatever.
It's all good. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, just had our 7:15 second date update. Kind of shocking, for sure. She just didn't get really what the point was to the second date update, because what happened was Ashley and Garrett went on a date, and Ashley was very entitled, I guess you could say.
Yeah, she was expecting Garrett to do things for her, like open up the car door and grab her chair.
Which I get.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. When they got out of the car, when they parked, she just sat in the car and goes, are you going to open the door for me?
Right.
Then got to the table, stared at the chair and said, are you going to pull the chair out for me? And then when he took her home and through the whole date, never once said thank you. And he goes, that's just a big deal. I don't mind doing nice things. But how about a thank you?
Right.
Very ungrateful. And she goes, I have to
Thank you.
Thank you for every little
thing.
Like,
I got ready. I was your date for the night. It was like enough
for
her.
Is what she said. I was wild. All right, we got Calvin on the phone. Hey, Calvin, how are you?
Hey, JR. I just want to say that is definitely an entitled brat
right
there. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost a year now. And when we go out to dinner, or she makes dinner, or I make dinner, or whatever, every time she'll look right at me and say, thank you for dinner.
It's such a big deal. Calvin, I totally understand. It doesn't matter how long you've been together. It doesn't matter if it's your parents or whatever. It's such a big deal just to be like, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's so easy to do, and why would you not?
I thank Paul for making me dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. I mean, I understand it. You know, it is chivalry, and yes, it is important. But at the same time, be respectful and at least say thank you. It's
absolutely.
Not that hard. Two words.
All right, Calvin. Thanks for calling, man. Totally agree. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Y'all too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sandy is in Ellerton right now. Sandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think about the second date update?
I'm literally, like, shook because I'd like to know what if a parent or somebody put that in her head to, you know, feel the way she feels that something is expected when she's on a date, because they should have also put into her head that she needs to use manners as well, you know, and say thank you.
Right. It is shocking. You're right.
High expectations.
Yeah.
So I have two daughters that are in their 20s, and I would be appalled if I ever knew that they acted that way.
Right.
That way.
Yeah. She's definitely kind of in her own world. That's for sure.
She sure is.
All right.
Guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Mallory in Tampa. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Let us know what you think.
Oh my goodness. Definitely said it best. She was a brat. You can't expect manners and not also give them. Saying thank you is like a common courtesy. I don't care which side you're on. That's just a common courtesy, and you can't be a brat about it. That was insane to me.
Right, and had she said, hey, thank you, and he felt like he was appreciated, maybe those other things wouldn't have been so bad, but I think they just all kind of stacked up.
Well, it's
absolutely.
I mean, even at the end of the day, hey, thank you so much for, but like, if you're sitting in the car, like, hey, why didn't you open the door? Hey, staring at the chair, like, why aren't you pulling out the chair? It's like, okay, now it's getting a little bit too much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's something, you know, guys usually do anyway, but you just sit there and expect it.
All right, Mallory.
Yeah, I mean, that was just crazy. I don't know. She, like, didn't even catch that was the problem, though.
Right. All right, Mallory, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
You too.
Elizabeth and Lithia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What do you think?
She should have at least said thank you. Like, she really does sound kind of like a stuck up snotty person. My fiance is actually in the car with me, and he was like, that opening a door, I can get that, but her sitting in the car like crossing her arms waiting for it, like, she is kind of old school, but still, you should have at least said thank you.
Do you think your fiance would have just walked into the restaurant and let you sit in there?
Sometimes he does. I mean, it depends.
When are you guys getting married?
We haven't set a date or anything.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be there when you get ready. Just throw us an invite, all right?
All right.
See you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, again, it goes back to just saying thank you. It's super easy to do. It goes a long way. That's all.
Just try it this weekend. It's really easy to do.
Thank you for being here today, Lauren.
Thank you, JR, for being here.
All right, we're going to play a game for Tyler Farr tickets. It's called How Far Is It? Call us right now if you want to play for those Tyler Farr tickets. Caller 9, 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, Kimberly is in Lakeland right now. She's going to play a little game called How Far Is It? For Tyler Farr tickets. Here's how it works, Kimberly. I'm going to ask you the distance from Tampa Bay to Salem, Massachusetts, which would be in the Halloween spirit.
Witch trials.
Exactly. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to have you guess how far you think it is from here to Salem, Massachusetts, and then I'll say higher or lower, and you got 30 seconds to get it right on the nose, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
2,000 miles.
Lower.
1,800.
Lower.
1,700.
Lower.
1,600.
Lower.
1,400.
Lower.
1,000.
Higher.
1,100.
Higher.
1,200.
Higher.
1,250.
Higher.
1,275.
Higher.
1,300.
Higher.
1,350.
Higher.
1,400.
No, lower.
1,370. 1,360.
There he is!
1860.
Like in 31 seconds, too, by the way.
Well, listen, the good thing is my clock's a little slow, so you won. Tyler Farr, tickets for you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and obviously I have no sense of direction or distance.
Hey, listen, we have Google Maps, just FYI. This isn't at the top of the dome, I can promise you that. I had to explain where Salem was for Lana, for crying out loud. All right, well, listen, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
All right, thank you.
Now, Lana, you've done a little research on Salem, Massachusetts now, and you did not know that all the witchcraft trials, have you heard of them?
I mean, I heard of it. I'm not into that, so I never really, like, did any reading up on it. So I guess, like, 200 people were accused of practicing witchcraft.
They were witches.
Yeah, they were witches. They went to trial back in 1692, unfortunately, there were some people that...
That's what I love about Lana. She's not afraid to educate herself on something that she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, who else wasn't into it? The people they were investigating. They definitely were not into it.
They didn't sound like that at all.
All right, coming up, how about this? Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. They're going to be on the show live from Studio G. This is going to be fun. 8:10. All right, so yesterday we got a chance to sit down with Garth and Trisha.
Yeah, it was, you know, just an average day.
Yeah, right.
Hanging out with Garth and Trisha.
It's 995 QIK. Here we are with Garth and Trisha.
Good morning.
Good morning and congratulations. First, not only just the Stanley Cup, but then the World Series as well.
We were rooting for you guys.
Proud of you. Oh.
We were hoping that the $28 million payroll would pay off.
Yeah. but is it Phillips became a star? And that was one of the most amazing games I've ever seen in any baseball game, any World Series, any playoff game.
Yeah, you could write that in a movie. That was insane.
All of those things had to happen. It was so cool.
What I loved is it reminded me how much of a kid's game it always will be, and it brings out the kid in all of us. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, hopefully the Bucks will step up now. So
you got the goat.
We have Tom Brady on our team. So
I know you got Tom.
I love that cat, and especially somebody that's just a fan of athletics. He's not only competing against the past, present, and future. He's competing against age itself, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put my money on him.
He's winning. Whatever he's drinking, I want to drink. he looks the same.
He looks great.
What have you guys been doing with COVID?
A lot. We've been home. You know, a lot. The farm looks better than it's ever looked in its life. Garth has mowed every blade of grass, and he built a bridge over this little creek we have, and all the trails that we hike are pristine. It's like it's his therapy, so he gets out and gets on a tractor or something.
Honey-do list.
But it's been good. We've actually been here, and I mean, we wouldn't wish to be not on the road, but we I know I've never been home this much ever since I went on the road, you know, in 91. So I don't know about you, but I'm guessing it's the same.
Well, you just hammered out a new cookbook that has more pages than the Bible.
I did. That was my one productive thing. I just turned it in. It will come out next year, but I'm home. So I'm like, I'm just going to write a book. So I did.
I love that.
I've got two of your other ones, so I'm excited about the third.
Amen.
Thank you. Stuff from your
Well, comments. Why do you always order Uber Eats then?
He's
very confused. Come on. So let's talk about the new song, Shallow. Obviously, we know it from the movie A Star Is Born. Now, were you guys watching the movie and said, hey, we should do this? How did this all come about?
No, I mean, we did see the movie like everybody else did and loved it and loved all the music. But it because the song itself became such a big hit for them, we got requested to do it on a Facebook Live thing we were doing, and we just did a piece of it, you know, and it just kind of took off. And then we did it again at the CBS special that we did. And, you know, just a piece of it. And I don't think we were intending on recording it. We certainly weren't intending on it becoming a single or being on the record.
Yeah, I mean, and so here comes all the requests. Hey, you should put that on your album. And you're like, well, you can't tell all these people no, but we'll record it for the album because we promised them would, but it's never going to make the album. And then I got to tell you, man, 30 seconds into this record, when the guy stops singing and the girl starts,
it's like,
holy cow, there's something special about this song. So, enjoyed it. I thought the band rose to Miss Yearwood's, she pushed them. I thought it was a beautiful 3 minutes. And so you find a beautiful 3 minutes, you always have a place for that on any album that you're on.
And I'll tell you something I've always said, you do resemble Bradley Cooper quite a bit. Yeah.
Thank you very much. If you're talking to me, thank you very much.
And if you can't be in the video, if we decide to do a video and Bradley could do it, probably.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. She's going, already you're feeling sick, huh?
Yeah, oh my gosh, Garth, you have a scheduling conflict. That's crazy.
So weird.
Do you guys know Bradley Cooper at all? Are you guys friends with him?
Oh, yeah. Garth calls him Coop. They're buddies. So it's like whatever.
It's not at all. He came to the show in L.A. and sat down and talked to us and just sweet man. Gaga came to the opening show in Chicago on the comeback tour.
And she was singing every word to Friends in Low Places. That was really cool to see. Yeah.
They're sweet people.
They're really good people. So, but we don't know what they think of the song. We hope that they know that it's just a compliment to them, hopefully, that it's such a great song.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, it's so well written that no matter who does it, it becomes your own. It doesn't. And man, I'd worship Lady Gaga. I'd put her in the
She's
top
awesome.
Five female vocalists of all. With that said, whoo, damn, honey.
Well, thank you, babe. You did a great job.
Yeah, it's nice to be quarantined when you're making music with someone who just has a monster voice. hey, come in here. Let's record this real quick.
That's right. But if you know, it's the duet with Trish Yearwood. So my name's first because, you know.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
How smart of a guy am I to just do four lines and then let the big truck in, man? I just all the load. It's great.
All right, let's play the song right now. It's called Shallow, of course, from A Star Is Born. Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks right now. Shallow on 99.5 QY. That is a new release right there from Garth and Trisha. It's called Shallow. You know that song from the movie A Star Is Born that was done by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. We talked to him on Zoom yesterday. Here's when we asked him about the album.
Yeah, we pushed it back about 12, 14 months maybe. And never saw the pandemic coming, of course. And so the rub was, how do you have fun when everybody's just struggling to get by? And so now it's been so long, it's now is the thought, can we maybe have a little fun in the time when sure. people hopefully need it?
You know, I'm glad you're seeing that too, because I totally get what you're saying. Like, I don't want to be self-promoting during a pandemic. It's just not the right time. But at the same time, I'll give you from a fan's perspective, it's like, just give me something to be happy about. Yeah. Give me something to put me in a good mood. So I like the fact that you kind of did that circular thing, and I'm sure people around you told you, like, hey, man, it's not about that. We know you. We want to hear from you, you know?
Yeah, that's very sweet. And that's the great thing about getting to do this is, you know, you get to play and stuff. But what I found with music is anytime something hits, a crisis or whatever, it's always music that's called on first. And I think the reason for that, I know in my past, is that's what makes me feel better. It's just getting to hear George Strait sing. It makes me feel like I'm safe, makes me feel like I'm in a good place. And just so those things mean the world to me that people turn to us and let us get to be part of the healing as well.
And I think this album has those songs that make you feel like I'm in this with you and I'm commiserating with you like a good album does. And then it also has those songs that are a good escape. Those yes. literally fun songs that just kind of let you kind of get out of what's happening for a minute, which is also important.
So, Garth, when will you be recording Lady Gaga's Paparazzi? We were also wondering when that was coming. Or Poker Face.
Oh, yeah. Poker Face.
Totally up to you.
My. I mean, we're ready. Yeah. We're ready anytime.
She is. I'll be playing guitar, but it will say Garth Brooks and Trisha.
Fine.
12 studio album coming out on November 20th. The album is called Fun. Just what we need from you, man. A little fun. And I know you have a great time every time you are making music, and it'll be a huge impact. And Trisha, thank you for getting on here and carrying the heavyweight here, because obviously got to drag this guy around the country every now and then.
Amen.
Somebody's got to do it.
Amen. I love you guys. Your family, stay safe, okay?
Well, dear guys. See you later.
Thank y'all very much. Bye. Take care.
Love those guys. All right, listen, you can actually watch this whole Zoom interview that we did with them on our Facebook page coming up in like 10 minutes. So you can check that out today. All right, coming up next, though, your favorite Halloween candy is apparently tied to your zodiac sign. That is what a recent study said. We will find out if it's true next. A study shows that according to your zodiac sign, you can guess a person's favorite candy. It's 995 QYK. Lana, we're going to see if this works on you and Kevin. First of all, do you believe this might work?
No, not at all.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm glad that you're confident about what we're about to do. All right, here we go. We want to see, what was your zodiac sign, Lana?
Mine? I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Let me look down here on the list. Your favorite candy should be saltwater taffy. Do you enjoy saltwater taffy?
Well, it's cousin Laffy Taffies.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's
yes,
pretty
Laffy
close.
Taffies are taffy. Almost one of my favorite candy.
There you go.
So there you go.
Making a believer out of you right there.
I'm a believer.
One for one. Here we go. I'll do mine real quick before we go to Kevin's. I am a Cancer. Oh, let me tell you why, by the way. They say that. Sagittarius saltwater taffy because you are open-minded and don't care if it's not very popular. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah, I would say that about me.
Especially don't care if it's very popular with anybody else. 100%. All right. Cancer, Sour Patch Kids. Absolutely correct.
Really?
I love Sour Patch
Kids.
You
do?
Yes. Love them.
I don't think I've ever had them.
Really?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
My kids love Sour Patch Kids.
Are your kids cancers?
When are you?
July 18th.
They are August and September, so okay. No.
All right.
Close, though.
Yep.
Because they are sour, then sweet.
Yeah, that is true. You are
a little more sour than sweet. But yeah. I'm just saying.
You do end up sweet.
Yes, Kevin.
Yes, I'm an Aries.
Ooh, Aries. This is not good. I'm just kidding. Aries should be hot tamales.
No, not at all.
Really?
I do not like them.
Why does it not say?
Why don't you like them?
I just am not a fan. I've had them before,
and I don't like them either.
I'm just not a fan of those.
Mm-hmm. The reason is because you have a fiery personality with lots of energy and enthusiasm, which I think it describes him pretty well. Fiery in a good way. You're passionate.
I'm passionate.
Not fiery as in mean.
Right.
Fiery.
Yeah.
I think the zodiac sign fits you for sure, but it does not,
because my favorite candy is by far Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, it's not even close. Let me see who that actually belongs to. That was on here, I believe. That would be a Taurus.
Now this is funny. So I'm the last day of Aries, and my time I was born was 5:57 p.m. So I'm almost on the cusp of being a Taurus. I'm on literally the last 7 hours of being an Aries.
And I actually think the doctors announced you in the Taurus section, so this list is right. All right, let's ask some people on the phone. We got Sherry.
Why do you know that?
Because he's educated about his life.
Yeah.
It's his life.
That's right.
I'm on the last 7 hours.
That's right.
Who knows when those things start?
Midnight.
oh, my gosh. I got Sherry on the phone. Sherry, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm Aries.
So, Aries, your favorite should be hot tamales.
No.
All right. Do you like them at all?
Red hot.
Red hot.
Similar, I guess.
Well, they're saying that because you are a fiery personality.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
I'm more of a chocolate eater.
All right. Well, listen, you do you. And have a great Halloween.
Thank you.
That was wrong.
All right. Great.
All right. Jim's on the phone. Jim, what is your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
Well, your favorite candy should be saltwater taffy.
Nope.
Perfect. Killing it today. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's try one more. Aaron's on the phone right now. Aaron, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Do you remember the candy Warheads?
Yes.
Would that be in one of your top fives?
Definitely not.
All right. Yes.
Do not have the power.
This list is horrible. Reader's Digest is not right about this at all. All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
You're not getting any of these right.
No. But I blame the list. And I'm not reading Reader's Digest anymore. I'm done with it.
Who reads? My grandma used to read that.
Sweet lady. Loved her. All right, come up next. We got an I Feel Good story for you. Happy Halloween. All right, and I Feel Good story for you. It's 995 QIK. Usually Lana and I would do this, but because it is a baseball story, we got to hand it over to Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, what is this I Feel Good story, sir?
So this I Feel Good story is about actually baseball cards. Now, I love baseball cards. I collected them when I was a kid. I still have a whole bunch of them. Well, this story is about a 9-year-old named Reese Osterberg, and she and her family lost their home in a fire in Fresno County, California. So she had built up a collection of about 100 cards. When you're 9 years old, 100 cards, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And she loved her cards so much. Well, this guy named Kevin Ashford from San Jose, California, heard about her story and decided that he wanted to help her recoup her lost baseball cards. Aww. So he gave her his collection of 25,000 cards. 25,000 baseball cards. Here's Kevin talking about it.
I got to thinking about it, and I got to thinking about what I have out here in the garage. And I thought, you know what? Rather than sell these on eBay, I'm just going to donate them. I'm going to donate them all. And put a smile on a little girl's face.
I love that.
Isn't that the best?
I wonder how much it was worth. Because you know he probably could have got some money for that.
But this is bigger than money.
Oh, it is. 100%.
And he's been collecting these since the 1990s. Baseball cards were a big, big thing back in, you know, the 80s and 90s are bigger than they was now. So I'm sure she's got some valuable ones in there.
Yeah, but she's going to enjoy them. Like you said, it's more than money. She's just like, I lost everything. But oh, my gosh, I got something good out of this, and someone did something great, and it's just cool to hear about someone doing that for a little girl. What do you think the most valuable card is that you have? Do you know?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a 1978 Eddie Murray rookie card when he played for the Baltimore Orioles. I haven't looked up the price, but at one time it was like $150. I don't know what it's worth now.
Well,
but,
I mean, come on, bring that in.
But it was an Eddie Murray rookie card.
He's got a little piece of that pie.
Did you get those in where the bubble gum? That
yeah.
Square bubble
you
gum
darn
stuff?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That
is
was
that
awesome.
Still around?
Absolutely.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Can we get baseball cards in there?
I haven't bought baseball cards in a while, but when I did, the gum was chewed.
It's all about the gum.
Yeah. I think the gum was pre-chewed, by the way. Usually it was a little stale.
True.
All right, it's your I Feel Good story right here. Gabby Barrett right now, I hope, on 99.5 QYK. Look at you. Let's see here. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR Lana. And the ACM CMA winner, of course, the pride of Jesuit High School, graduate of USF, and he was a former pumpkin farmer, and he had the biggest pumpkin at the fair. I've just been handed a note from Lana.
Oh,
I did not know this fact.
Is that what that laughing was about?
Yeah, you must have been on his Wikipedia page or something like that. He's a pumpkin farmer. How long did you do that for?
You got a blue ribbon for the biggest pumpkin at the fair.
It was only for one season. So
you were one for one.
I got really lucky.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that you did that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
What's trending in Tampa Bay, Kevin?
Well, first of all, we are setting our clocks back this Saturday
night.
I'm
not happy about that.
So just so you know, daylight savings time it's over.
We get an extra hour, right?
You fall back. So right now would be like, it'd be 8:09 a.m.
Yeah, we'd be sleeping.
Yeah, so we get the extra hour, which is great, especially on the Saturday after Halloween. But now it's going to get dark at like 5.
It is going to get dark very early on.
I mean, I don't want to do this.
So just
Lana, just want to let you know that it happens every year around this time.
Yes, it does.
So you've lived through it for an amount of years, and you'll be fine.
I bet you I could get enough people, though, to follow, and let's just not do it.
Hey, you don't have to do it. You'll just be an hour late for work every day. That's fine.
That's right.
Go ahead.
So set those clocks back Saturday night before you go to bed. But Saturday, Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, it's going to be a full moon on Halloween. It's also going to be a blue moon, and a blue moon means it's not going to be blue. The blue moon means it's a full moon has happened twice in the same month. So the month of October has had two full moons. It's called a blue moon. It's not going to be blue. And the full moon will be visible for all time zones for the first time since 1944. And a full moon on Halloween occurs roughly every 19 years.
Ooh.
So the next one will be 2039. That's Halloween full moon. The Cross Bay Ferry Service returns Sunday for its fourth season. It will be at full capacity for both indoor and outdoor seating. All passengers will be required to wear masks, follow state and local health guidelines for the duration of the pandemic. It's a 50-minute scenic cruise and will run Wednesdays through Sundays across the bay. One-way tickets, $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, and $5 for children, 5 to 18 kids. 4 and younger, they ride for free. College football this weekend, the Gators are finally back. They've had some issues with COVID-19. They haven't played in a few weeks, but they are playing Saturday at the Swamp at 7:30 against Missouri, USF, Florida State. They're both off this weekend, and no Bucks game on this weekend because they are on Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love being a part of your community. We love that you're a part of this show. And really, we would not want to do this without you being local right here in your town. And we appreciate you, okay? Highlight of the show, Kevin.
It has to be Garth and Trisha. We got to do a Zoom call with them, so we actually got to literally see them and do an interview, and that was awesome. It's always great to talk with Garth and Trisha. So you can go to our Facebook page right now, 99.5 QYK Facebook page, and watch the entire Zoom call with us.
Yes, there was a couple of things that we didn't put on the air that are on the Zoom call.
Ooh.
So it's uncut.
Yes.
It got wild.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You know Garth and Trisha, just crazy peeps. All right, Lana, what was your highlight of the show?
Well, earlier this morning, we all decided to play our songs that get us pumped up, especially for a Friday. And Kevin, his pumped up song was a song by Florida Georgia Line.
This is how we roll.
This is how we roll. And for you, it was Jason Aldean's Hicktown.
Correct.
And then for myself, it was Colt Ford's Crank It Up.
So there you go. There's a playlist for the weekend if you want it to get a little jacked up, all right?
Sounds good to me.
It's our way of doing it, waking you up in the morning, too, and waking ourselves up. I would say my highlight of the show is happened off air, actually. I was walked into the studio. I heard a familiar voice in a familiar movie scene. It was Lana looking up Napoleon Dynamite quotes when she's talking to the, or when he's talking to the llama, Tina. And
eat your food.
Eat your ham.
So Lana literally was crying in here by herself as I walked in, and she's watching Napoleon Dynamite. That's how we do it around here.
Yep, that's how we do it on Friday. That's right.
Hey, have a very happy and safe Halloween weekend. We love you. And by the way, on Monday morning, I don't want to do this, but we have to pay off our bet to Brett Young for the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be good. But... yeah.
So he's calling in.
Yeah, hopefully you don't get like a bad connection or anything like that. The call drops on it. All right, have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.